Great Northern Audio Theater presents Cubicles by Jerry Stearns.
Excuse me? I'm looking for the Beninsky Company offices.
Yeah, I'm only a worker bee, and I'm lost myself.
Oh, well, I hoped you might know where the...
Ask her, the one in the pink hard hat.
Oh.
She's in charge.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Ma'am? Excuse me, could I ask you...
I know I should have had a big board put up there, so I wouldn't have to spend most of my time here explaining what this was. I could still hire someone to fend off the geeks and the gawkers. You want the job?
No. I don't know what it is myself.
Oh, all right. My name is Jennifer, and this is my new office cubicle. It's the best one you can get at IKEA. 18,000 square feet, 2.5 baths, hardwood floors, padded soundproof walls, 11-foot ceilings, mahogany furniture, all Wi-Fi and appliances. I declined the bowling alley option, but I did keep the two conference rooms, the one with the hot tub. They sent two framers to assemble it, but it looks like I might need a couple more. And that's after the infrastructure is installed. Now, you want the job?
No, I'm Sarah, and I already have a job.
Pay you double.
Nope. I'm just looking for the Beninsky Byproducts offices.
I don't work for Beninsky.
This is their cube space, isn't it?
I suppose. I just looked for where there was room to build.
Well, who do you work for?
Nobody. Well, I work for me. I retired early, but I couldn't stand it, so I decided to set up shop on my own.
Oh, doing what?
Well, I'll figure that out eventually.
Well, I wish you luck with that. And I'm still looking for Beninsky Byproducts.
Look, come over here. Watch out for the... sawhorse.
Oh, sorry.
You should be wearing a hard hat. Oscar! Sawhorse, please. Thank you. Now, look down there.
Wow, it's huge.
Yes, it is. The nearest cubicle to this one is number 808. And there's more around the other side over there. It's way more than a quarter mile before it starts to curve, and you can't see them anymore.
I need number N80. Is it this way?
I have no idea. It might be.
Okay.
I see you have transportation. Nice hoverboard. You'll need it, I think.
Well, thanks. I better get cracking.
Say, if you want to wear a flashing sandwich board and answer stupid questions from strangers, the job is still open.
No, but thanks. N80. Should be right around here. This is N79. The next one is 78. So, the other way?
Who is it?
Hoverboard courier service, burning up the roads to you.
Light Sarah, you found it. Come on in.
Oakley sure worked in a weird neighborhood, Cassie. Big, too.
Oh, is this the new hoverboard you were telling me about?
Yeah, I got it from work.
Nice.
But I gave it the mag wheels and the quad lifters. Corners better that way.
It's not going to burst into flames, is it?
No, the flame decals are just detailing, not prophecy. Oh, these new ones are actually safer than the old ones, I think. Nice digs.
This was my Uncle Oakley's cubicle.
Well, seems pretty ordinary. Barren and beige.
I've never seen one with walls this high or ceiling you can't see through. I don't know if other cubes are like this one.
You should see the cube going up at the other end of the farm. They could play polo in it.
I heard the construction noises when I came over. I'm glad we can't hear it from in here.
Found anything?
I've only been here a couple of hours. I've been going over the corporate cubicles map, looking for any names I might recognize that Unc mentioned. So far, nothing.
I saw cube number 808. This cube hive is huge. I mean, it would be easy to get lost in it.
Two guys have stopped by looking for a Mr. Flashburn. The map does say this is Flash's cube, but I know Unc said it was his number.
A relatively low number, N80. What's the N for? North? Is there a south section?
Not on the map. See?
Hokey pokey!
Yeah, well, Beninsky Byproducts VLLC is supposed to be a big player in the field.
What field is that?
Don't really know. Uncle Oakley signed an NDA when they hired him. He said it sounded like the FCC. They wouldn't tell him what he couldn't talk about unless he talked about it. Then they could fire him, or sue him, or arrest him, or something.
That's weird.
The more I hear about the company, the more worried I get. It's called a VLLC, right? Very limited liability. I mean, shields up already.
I can see why you wanted to start here when he, disappeared.
I was already suspicious when Unc started warning me if I couldn't get in touch with him to watch for the clues he'd leave. But I sure don't know what to look for.
Reminds me of Alas Babylon. Did he give you a code word?
What?
Oh, it's an SF novel. One brother worked for the government, and if there was going to be a nuclear war, he would send a coded message to the other brother. Give him a head start.
And that would have been a good idea. At least I know there is actually something going on. This way, it's just a guess.
Well, I'm sure you've checked the drawers and the cupboards and that closet.
Yep. Nothing here but these.
What is it?
There's a post-it note that says life, the universe, and everything.
Oh, from The Hitchhiker's Guide?
That's where I know it from. But the weird thing is there's another one inside the other door. Same thing.
Life, the universe, and everything times two.
Oh, that's what I love about you. I couldn't figure out anything, and you immediately make the connection.
What connection?
What's the answer to life, the universe, and everything?
42.
Times two is...
84. Oh, but 84 what?
Good question. How about cubicle number 84?
That sort of makes sense. Is this what Oakley meant by clues?
We used to do this sitting in restaurants or on road trips. He'd give me clues to what he was seeing, and I'd try to guess it.
I spy with my little eye.
But much weirder.
Much more complicated, anyway.
Good
kind of uncle to have. He sounds like fun.
Oh, way more than that. When I told him about you, he said, great. It didn't change a thing. He treated me exactly the same and was glad for me.
Oh, really?
Haven't I told you that before?
Yeah, only like 50 or 40 times.
Oh, I wish you had met him, but he disappeared so soon after he came back.
You've told me that the other 40 times.
Yeah.
I already like him, though. Let's go find him.
Cubicle 84?
In dubiously. Lead on, McDoofus. Should I bring the hoverboard?
Yeah, we might not get back here later. Wouldn't want it disappearing, too.
It does have GPS. Oh, I have this fob in my pocket, and if it gets too far away from me, it will find its own way back to the office. Hmm?
Like lost horses coming back to the barn.
Wait, do they do that?
They do in Westerns. All the time! Then they'll come looking for you.
Oh, really? So Silver wanders into camp all alone, and Tonto says, "What's wrong, Silver? Did the Lone Ranger fall down a well?"
No, that's Lassie. The ranger gets thrown in jail for dressing better than an outlaw. Come on, let's go. The map says cube 81 and 82 are empty.
Wait, this says 84. Did you see an 83?
No. Here, 83 is on the other side. Oh, the numbers are in the wrong order.
This place is so weird.
Guess nobody's home. Let's look.
Cassie, why is there sand all over the floor?
Beats me. I mean, except for the beach, it looks just like the other one.
Not quite. I mean, look, it's wet on this side.
And I can hear waves.
WTF.
Could be a clue.
Should we be making a list?
That's a good idea.
Oh, I can use notes on my phone.
Okay, Douglas Adams doubled got us here to the sandy beaches, and no idea what that means.
Oh, wait. The numbers were in the wrong order. Could we be in the wrong cube? 83? Maybe we should be next door.
Good thought. Let's go ask.
Nobody home?
Let's see. Come on. Whoa! Sarah?
Right here.
It's like being inside a Christmas tree.
I was thinking a planetarium, but yeah, oh, like that.
Oh, good. That's the kind of effect I was going for. Thanks.
Who are you?
And where are you?
Oh, sorry. Lexical, house lights, please.
Lights, 40%.
Oh, that's better.
I'm Norman. Norman Zego. Can I help you?
Hello, Norman. I'm Cassie, and this is Light Sarah. Is this your cube?
It's the one I was assigned here, I think. Number N84?
Oh, it says 83 outside.
Oh, does it? Now that I think of it, I've never looked at the number. I just counted up from the first one I found. 83. Really?
But the numbers on the cubicle and the next one are in the wrong order.
That might explain a few things.
Like what?
Like the fact that none of the people who say they're coming by to talk to me ever come by.
May I ask you a sort of personal question?
You can ask.
Why is there an unmade bed in your cube?
Well, since no one ever actually came to the cube, I figured I didn't need to make it neat.
I mean, why is there a bed in here?
Oh, that's because they told me I could work from home if I wanted to, but I was spending all my time here working, so I figured this must be home, so I'm living here.
May I ask you a technical question?
Oh, I'm better at those.
What were all those colored lights we saw when we came in?
Oh, yeah, those are Nixie lights. Each one is an electronic device. Computers, phones, tablets, printers, routers, drives, power strips, speakers, appliances, smoke detectors. And there is a little planetarium over there by the Christmas tree. But they're not turned on right now. There's 374 lights without the tree.
Oh, that's pretty impressive.
There are also three that are just lights. I put them where there were dark gaps in the light pattern. Want to see?
No, that's not necessary.
What's that thing?
Oh, RoboVac. It's the cube cleanup crew.
My hoverboard sure reacts to it.
The RoboVac must be getting old, though. Every so often it comes in here, forgets why it came in, spins around a few times, shrugs and leaves.
A vacuum cleaner shrugs?
Isn't that what that sound was? Sounded like a shrug to me.
Say, Norman, the reason why we stopped by is we are looking for my uncle, who is supposed to be working here. His name is Oakley Doakley.
Oh, Mr. Oakley. Sure. Or rather, I think he works here. He's the only one who ever talked to me like he knew what my job is. I haven't seen him in a while. He helped me hide the wiring for all the lights and stuff. He's really creative at hiding things.
Tell me about it.
We haven't seen him in a while either.
Oh, that reminds me, though. When he was last here, he said if anyone came looking for him, I should check with my digital assistant for a message. Lexical, do you have a message for... What was your name?
I'm Cassie.
Message for Cassie from Oakley.
Groucho, Chico, and Harpo 1, 1929.
End message.
What does that mean?
No clue. It's the first I've heard it.
Thanks, Norman. We'll let you get back to whatever you were doing.
Yeah, whatever was I doing? Well, I'll think of it.
Come on, Sarah.
Lexical, house dark, please.
House lights, dark mode.
Groucho? Oh, is that another clue?
I guess so, but the Marx Brothers? We used to watch them when I'd stay with them sometimes.
The IMDb says that they did their first movie in 1929. It was Coconuts?
Ah, I remember. It was about a phony land deal in Florida.
I'll add it to the list.
But what does it mean?
Ask me no questions. I'll tell you no memes.
So did we find out anything from Norman, besides the coconuts?
Somebody else thinks he works here and hasn't seen him lately.
And he's good at hiding things.
Cassie, should we be worried here? I mean, did he disappear on his own, or did somebody disappear him?
I know. I've tried not to think about that. He didn't seem concerned. He would have told me, I think.
Should we go to the police?
I wouldn't know what to tell them. Industrial espionage? The mob? He was an independent software contractor who'd been working here almost 2 weeks before we lost contact with him.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Oh, I wonder if Beninsky.com has Illuminati connections. Oh, I should look that up. Oh, hey, Harvey just woke up again.
Harvey?
Yeah, I know. It's his name, Harvey Hover.
And now we know why. There's Robo back again.
Oh, Harvey's in love.
Wait, was that on it before?
Was what on what?
On the Robo back. Looks like a leaf. A palm leaf? Don't let it get away.
Hey, slow down. It turned in there.
We have to find it.
No, it's somebody's cube, number N88. I mean, we can't just barge in.
Yeah, you're right.
Come.
Wow, that's familiar.
Even I recognize it.
Shh, listen.
Seems pretty complete.
Individual device for each sound. Took me 2 years.
I don't remember the quack.
Damn. Stands out. Device has a glitch in it. Intermittent. Can't specify.
Hi, I'm Cassie. This is my girlfriend, Light Sarah.
Pleased, Jeep.
Sorry, was that your name?
Too loud. Lexical sounds stop. Aha. Gotcha. It's this one. Fix that.
Oh, good. That quack was really distracting.
Know what you mean. Can't think. I'm Jeep.
Jeep? Like the car?
No. Reliable military vehicle. Not same.
Oh, right. Listen, Jeep, I'm trying to find Oakley Doakley, who works here, or used to work here.
Oakley? Yeah, remember. Nice guy. Brought me banana bread. Haven't seen him. Jamie, you?
Who do you work for?
Excuse me?
Who said that?
Office shared. He's Jamie Phelps.
Where?
Jamie, turn around.
Oh, whoa! That's uncertain. Or uncurtain.
Where were you?
Nowhere.
He's urban survivalist. good at cubicle camouflage.
I'll say he is.
Enough banter. Who do you work for?
What's that got to do with anything? I'm looking for somebody.
Why? Is he wanted? Who sent you? Government? Scientology? Fox News?
Nobody sent me.
What's your problem, dweeb?
Conspiracies.
What conspiracies?
Doesn't matter. He believes them all.
Not all?
Look at the ceiling. That's aluminum foil.
Hey, it keeps them from probing our minds.
Keeps who?
Anybody. And this was cheaper than the protective cubicle lining at IKEA. Easier to assemble, too.
What makes you think...
I was abducted by aliens once.
Really? What happened?
We went to a movie, and then a fast food place. Pretty uneventful, really.
What was the movie?
Aliens.
Oh, figures. Mm.
You see what I have to put up with?
I almost got to conspire with them.
With who? The aliens?
Yeah, it was only an entry-level job. Conspirator trainee, but it had benefits.
Did you get the job?
No, my hearing was too good. I didn't have tinnitus.
Wait. They didn't hire you because you didn't have a defect?
Tinnitus isn't a defect. It's a superpower. It's our ears hearing into other dimensions. Listen to your ears.
Why does that sound familiar?
Mr. Phelps, I'm looking for someone who is supposed to work here.
Did you try human resources?
Well, they sent me to his cubicle, which I'd already been to. I'm not very helpful.
You should talk to Cosmo in HR. He's Vice President Carnoustie's imaginary administrative assistant.
Wait, imaginary?
Oh, yes. Cosmo was Boy Carnoustie's imaginary friend, but he lost track of him in high school. Then he ran into him again after his divorce and hired him on. Cosmo also has an imaginary sub-assistant named Bert.
Crack spackle and puck, honey! He does believe everything!
Bert has an imaginary cat who sheds on his desk, and he's married to Rachel over in Cardholder Services.
Jamie, HR gave me the runaround.
Of course they did. It's corporate policy. They take their orders from the Department of Obstructions.
Please, Jamie, I'm trying to find my uncle.
His name is Oakley Dokley.
Mr. Oakley is your uncle?
Yes. Well, not my uncle. He's Cassie's uncle, and he's missing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's hard.
Jamie's great-grandfather Jim disappeared, too. He said he was working for the government, but they disavow any knowledge of him.
When did he vanish? Was it on a leap day?
No, I haven't heard from him in about 3 weeks.
Did you know Oakley?
Oh, yes. Really liked him. He used to stop by and tell me the latest news, and he talked to me like my job was important.
What is your job?
Can't talk about it. Non-disclosure, you know.
What else did you talk about, besides work?
Vacations, mostly. And he'd ask about conspiracies that he'd heard of and wanted to know more about.
Like which one?
Well, the last one was the Pacific Island hoax.
Huh. Never heard of it.
Well, of course not. The super rich don't want you to know. They're hiding the fact that the South Pacific is loaded with small tropical islands, enough so that most of the planet's population could move there and live well. But they want to keep them all for themselves.
How come we don't know about these islands? I mean, you'd think they would show up on maps or satellite photos or the space station.
A lot of money goes into doctoring those pictures and into arranging all the space station orbits so they never went over that part of the ocean. Or, if they did, that the astronauts were distracted and too busy just then to glance out of the window.
And how do you know about this?
That's what my Grandpa Jim was working on when he disappeared. I saw it on the Outernet.
The Outernet? What's that?
It's a communications network with the beyond.
You think they froze him in carbonite or something?
Jim was pushed into another dimension.
What?
You know that every calendar year there's a quarter of a day left over, so they add a leap day every fourth year to make up for it?
Yeah, so?
Well, they don't tell you what parts of the days they paced at the end of February, or what months they come from. They may not be at all compatible parts, so a leap day can be very dangerous.
Okay, that almost makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
I think they lured Grandpa Jim to a place where volatile leap day parts were mashed together and threw him into the junction.
Lured him?
Oh, yes. He was easy to bait that way.
With what? Money?
No. One of these.
What is it?
Here. Listen.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. The man. The mission, Jim, should you decide. The secretary will disavow any knowledge. This recording will self-destruct in 5 seconds.
Oh, come on. on. That can't be real.
Sure it is. I can prove it. Here.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. The man you're looking at is one of our high-ranking intelligence officers whom we recently discovered as a... Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
...a desperate attempt to save its economy. The security disavowed, except in El Kabar, the small country, and forcing them to talk. The man you're looking at...
A secret that discovered the information was false and reported to his superiors. Privately favored friendly relationship, should you decide to accept it.
Should you decide to accept it, Mr. Phelps?
We know this in spite of the secret by El Kabar. Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
What do you say to that, Miss Cassandra?
That isn't my name.
So, Doubting Cassidy?
Nope, not that either.
Well, Cassie must be short for something.
It is. My name is Cassiopeia.
Yeah, Cassiopeia.
Cassie... She's an alien! I knew they were back! Wait till the Watchers hear about this! Lexical! Red alert! Control-Alt-Delete! Control-Alt-Delete!
Control-Alt-Delete. Destruction is initiated. This cubicle will self-destruct in 20 seconds. 20. 19.
What? What? Is this real? 17. Don't panic. Single file down. Where did he go?
Opened up a file drawer and jumped in. Didn't know it was there.
How do we get out of here? Can we get far enough before it blows?
Don't need to. Perfectly safe.
Please explain very quickly.
Lexical, you can stop now. He's gone.
Destruct sequence drill aborted. Reset.
Thank you, Lex.
Don't call me Lex.
Sorry.
What was that all about?
Yeah, what she said.
Jamie had me set up the alarms and self-destruct. I thought it was stupid, so only made it into a big show drill and never told him.
Where'd he go?
Don't know. Didn't know about the escape hatch.
Well, he gave me the doodly-doots. Really paranoid.
I can see why. His great-grandpa disappeared. Alien abduction. Fox News!
But you don't believe any of that.
No, but he did.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
Hey, Jeep, thanks. And tell Jamie thanks, too. You've both been very helpful.
Really? Well, glad to. Hope you find Oakley.
See ya.
Lexical, door open.
Door open.
That was so weird. You noticed there wasn't really a door there, right?
Does anybody here actually do work?
It beats me.
You know what I'd really like to do?
What?
Let's go back to Cube N84. I think that's the one. I've never made love on a tropical beach before.
Lovely as that sounds, I wouldn't be able to keep my mind on it. Say, we'd better add clues to the list.
Oh, right. Phone. Better put this down. Oh, hey, Harvey's heading out.
Oh, I see the robo back up that way. Harvey is after it. Or her?
Oh, he's stopped. Over there by the ladder.
The robovac is just spinning around, looking for something to clean up.
So, Harvey's just standing by? Oh, devoted, aww, isn't he? Oh, it's so cute.
Sarah, what is all this?
Oh, it's a McMansion cubicle of mysterious purpose, being built by that pink hard hat over there.
And how do you know this?
Oh, I was offered a job, so I did my research. Oh, that's Jennifer, the big boss lady with the new non-job. You want to meet her?
Sure.
Jennifer, this is my squeeze, Cassie. Oh, she says she likes your new digs.
Oh, yeah. Mighty fancy joint you're building.
Well, I can afford it. I used to have a good job.
Oh, what did you used to do?
real estate. I started flipping houses, then commercial buildings, did a couple of skyscrapers, then finally, literally, flipped a pair of neighboring suburbs. Huh? They switched names. Oh. Then a few South Sea islands. Lucrative, but pretty boring.
South Sea islands?
Say, your hoverboard seems really friendly with that robo-vacuum.
Sarah, do you see that?
What? Is Harvey doing something lewd to the robot?
No, on the ladder. A book. Wait, not a book. It's a VHS tape.
Oh, I see it. But I don't believe it. I didn't think they made those anymore.
I'm sure they don't. It's gotta be old.
Is it a clue?
Might be. Look it up. It's Adventures in Paradise.
Let's see. TV show from 1959, starring Gardner McKay, based on stories by James Michener?
Michener? Oh, Oakley loves him. Look him up. He wrote Texas and that miniseries with everybody in buckskins.
Oh, looks like a lot of other stuff, too. It says they made the musical South Pacific based on his stories. Wait, Jennifer, is this your tape?
Never saw it before.
So, does it mean something?
I'll bet it does. May I use your ladder?
I guess so, but be careful. I'm probably liable.
Oh, yeah, be careful. Oh, here, I'd better hold it.
In fact, you better sign this waiver first.
There's a starfish up here.
Oh, Cassie, wait. The RoboVac is leaving, and Harvey's going after her.
Can't, Sarah. I gotta find out.
Harvey, come back. Harvey, Clatu Barada Nito or something. Oh, Harvey. Well, I guess he'll head back to the barn. Oh, Harvey, tell him to give you my last check and take your robo friend out to dinner. Clean up some nice restaurant floor.
Sarah, I can see it.
See what?
The palm trees. They're out there in the middle of the cube farm. Coconuts, too.
Palm trees.
Is that another clue?
Clue? Clue to what?
The clues have been leading us here.
What's going on? My ladder wants to know what it's involved in.
Cassie's uncle has been leaving us clues.
To what?
We think it's a conspiracy theory.
Which one?
I'm not sure. It might be about some islands.
Really? The Pacific Islands hoax?
Might be.
You mean that's true?
Might be.
I'm going out there.
Wait, how? You'll kill yourself.
Can I come?
I need something to walk on.
Like what?
Hand me two of those bookshelf boards. They should do.
Okay, here.
What are the boards for?
Transportation. I can kneel on one, put the other one out ahead. Yeah, that'll do it.
Ah, a movable road. Smart.
Cassie, what about me? I have a job.
It's a tropical beach.
Well, it isn't all that much of a job. I mean, Harvey will tell them I fell down the well. Okay, Cassie, wait for me.
Here, take a couple more boards. I'm going to. Oscar! Give your crew the rest of the day off. If you don't hear from me by Monday, there's a bonus check in the mail. Bye.
Light Sarah, come on. I see paradise.
Oh, God, I hope so. Oh, here, take this shelf.
And another one for the road, right?
Easy now.
Heads up, board on your right.
Got one more when you're ready.
Heard Cubicles by Jerry Stearns. In the cast were Don Krasnowski as Cassie, Angela Fox as Light Sarah, with Jackie Maddox, Chase Peterson, and Tim Wick. Music by David Zimmerman and Leo Lenander. Recording engineer was Mickey Shaw at Soft Cult Studio in Minneapolis. Cubicles was written, directed, and produced by Jerry Stearns. This was a Great Northern Audio Theater production.